Aloha.
Hello. I was stretching.
I catch you at a bad time?
Yeah, you caught me mid-stretch.
Yeah, sorry. Well,
Yeah, how dare you make me stretch?
I don't recall making you do anything, Dan. Can anyone really make anyone do anything?
It depends on whether or not they are a puppet with strings and stuff.
Oh, or the president of the United States. Anyway,
I wasn't gonna go there.
I'm
Kind of
sorry.
came
You
out.
said puppet. How are you doing?
I think I just gave myself a headache by stretching.
Oh, I'm sorry you overexerted yourself.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I guess we can wrap this podcast up now.
Yeah, let's put it up forever. I'm fine, I guess. How are you?
Man, that seemed really reassuring. I'm okay. I've had some recuperation, some moments of recuperation. So, not a full recuperation, but moments. And it was
You got some
nice.
snacks and some drinks today.
I did. I celebrated my day today by having quiche for lunch. Quiche Florentine, which is spinach and cheese, as you do with the Florentines, apparently.
Are there mushrooms in that by default, or is that like an alternate?
That's not technically a Florentine.
Which one's a Lorraine?
Lorraine is the ham and bacony one.
I like that one.
Yeah. As in the Alsace-Lorraine region, which is apparently where the Rosenstiels came from before they immigrated to Gettysburg. So,
To Beverly Hills, you mean?
no, it's not a direct line from there to there.
Straight off the boat into Beverly Hills.
Down and immigrated in Beverly Hills. I don't know. Yeah.
How was your Florentine quiche?
It was fine. It was good. Nice and custardy, the way I like it, where it's fluffy. Sometimes you can get a quiche and it's a little dense, and I find those to be a disappointment and a waste of eggs and crust. So, I prefer it to be a little more light and airy. And it had a little side salad, and there was a little thing of a tomato soup I got as a side. Because she's like, "Would you like tomato soup with that?" And I said, "Just go ahead, live a little, have tomato soup." And I had
While
some.
I'm celebrating life and I'm out here in the wild, running around, having fun, give me the tomato soup.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing says celebrating life and freedom like tomato soup does, really.
Nothing says Joe Rosenstiel's day off like tomato soup.
Yes, and following that, I moseyed on around. I went to a wine shop, got some wine, some Nero Diavola. I was like, "Hey, tell me which one I should buy." And the guy's like, "Well, these are the two that I would say would be the best." And I was like, "Okay, well, I want that one." So, and by the way, when I said best, I mean, I said which of these five in the $20 price range would you recommend? So, yeah. Just living a little, really. And then went to Macarons, get some macarons from Lauderay, which is a Parisian, very famous macaron place that opened up in Beverly Hills and also 3 miles away at the Grove. Not sure why they did both of those simultaneously, since they seem to have an awfully close proximity to one another. But
You can
there you
never
have it.
have too many macarons.
No, you really can't. And I had the Jimmy Choo macaron. Sold your soul. The day you put on your very first pair of Jimmy Choos, I believe, is the line from Devil Wears Prada.
Did it taste like a leather shoe?
No, fortunately, it did not. It was gaudy, though, which was what you would expect. It was pink and iridescent. It was a champagne and berry. So there you go.
Now, is Jimmy Choo known for gaudy shoes, or are they just sort of like high fashion, classy shoes?
I mean, it depends on who you ask, I suppose. But
Well, I'm asking you.
I mean, I'm not really a connoisseur of ladies' footwear, but they are a little ostentatious for me. But I'm the kind of person who dials it down a little bit. So I don't think that I'm necessarily
more of a Prada guy.
Also not really my thing. If I had to pick a designer, I would probably say Tom Ford, because he's just very classy and conservative, and you know, a classic design sensibility, meaning that it mostly echoes things that have already been done before. So I feel pretty safe with it.
He also makes movies from time to time.
He does. A Single Man is an incredibly depressing movie, and I haven't seen the other one. What's the other one called? Just came out.
Nocturnal Animals.
Yes, Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of want to see it, but I'm just like, you know, maybe that'll be really sad. So give it a minute.
It's supposed to be sad. Yeah. I heard an interview with him and he kind of spoiled part of it, just sort of like thematically. And I was like, oh yeah, that does sound pretty, pretty much a big downer basically. But, it sounds like it could be good, I guess.
Did Tom Ford say spoiler alert? Right.
Oh,
before
no, it was Gyllenhaal who did it.
Oh, did Jake Gyllenhaal say spoiler alert? No,
no, he didn't. I don't think he's ever uttered that phrase.
That would be kind of funny. He just walks around life going, spoiler alert, I'm in this movie. And he'd be like, cool it, Jake.
Spoiler alert on 5'11 and a half or whatever he is. Did you listen to that episode of Mystery Show?
No.
Did you listen to any episodes of Mystery Show?
I'm trying to remember what Mystery Show is.
It was a podcast on the Gimlet Network for a little while with Starley Kine.
Yeah. I think I listened to the first one. Friend of the show, Marco Savic, had recommended it to me, and he was like, oh, this is the most amazing podcast I've listened to. And I think I made it through the first one, maybe almost all the way, and I was just like, I can't, this isn't my wavelength. So, you know.
It's a good show. They did an episode here in Phoenix where they went to find a belt buckle that some German guy lost. Yeah, there's an episode. Apparently, there's a very large...
Was the belt buckle episode a notch above the rest?
You know, the people in the chat room are commending you on your puns, and then at the same time mentioning that you forgot to log into the chat room.
Oh, do you know where I am right now?
In the Slack that you said you weren't going to be paying attention to?
No, in the incomparable chat room. I clicked the wrong button.
The wrong chat room.
I was like, wow, everybody's so quiet in here.
you get like 4 hours off of work, and suddenly you've forgotten how to operate as a human being.
I know. I can't click buttons. So anyway, I clicked the button.
There was an episode about Jake Gyllenhaal's height, because apparently it's a big point of contention on the internet. There are large discussion boards and conspiracy theorists around how tall he actually is, because he claims to be 6 foot or 6'1" or something, and then other people say he's like 5'8", 5'9", and they actually got him on the phone and talked to him, and then eventually at some point, I think he was on Conan even at some point, where they physically measured him live on TV.
What?
Yeah.
Why do people care?
Well, that's what the whole episode's about. Tune in to find out.
So wait, is the mystery why people care, or is the mystery what his height is?
It's both, I guess. I mean, how do you turn that into a 30-minute podcast? It's entertaining. You should listen to it. It's funny.
Well, hopefully
he gets on the phone at the end. He gets on the phone at the end, and he's basically like, I have no idea why people care about this. It's so weird to me.
Well, hopefully they hired enough production staff in order to make that episode.
that show has since been canceled by Gimlet.
I know. I remember reading that.
Yeah, because
you know,
they have
60 employees.
Unsustainable. Yeah, they do. They talk about that a lot on the Startup Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Which I still enjoy.
You know what I would like? Where are our 60 employees, Dan? Where are the 60 people who can run around and edit our episodes?
I mean, if we're in the mood to find a compelling pitch to give to Chris Sacca and like try and get some investor money to back us, we could get some people.
Do we have to do it on an escalator?
He did it on a sidewalk in Venice, California. So,
well, the escalator they use on Planet of the Apes is kind of like a moving sidewalk. It's one of those inclined ramp things, conveyor belts.
It doesn't have any trash or human waste on it, so it's not quite the same as Venice.
Oh, well, we can fix that. I happen to know a guy or two.
You know a guy who can get us human waste?
Yes, several of them. So, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Took a turn.
It really did.
Do you have your fill of talking about Planet of the Apes apps?
You know, I feel like that's a show that started with the seed of, hey, you know what would be funny? Planet of the Apes instead of Planet of the Apes, right? And then they're just like, hey, let's pitch it. And then, unfortunately, it was greenlit. Now it's a thing. And now they're like, well, wow, that funny name really backfired, didn't it? Oh, well. So, whatever.
Every time somebody abbreviates it with POTA, my brain does PITA and I read pain in the ass.
Oh, that's why I abbreviate it heavily whenever I'm writing it out, because that's what my brain also does. So I want everybody else to think about PITA. And then the other thing I also think about sometimes is POTUS, but you know, it's a little different.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to be on that reality show.
Yeah, maybe somebody could pitch a Nordstrom's app.
I think they have an app. Oh, yes. Sauce put a link in the chat to Starly Kine measuring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conan.
Oh, dear.
But you got to go listen to the episode first.
Yeah, I wasn't really going to watch the clip right now.
He's got a tape measure. I remember seeing this, too, and it's fun for show because he's just standing there kind of indignant while they pull out a tape measure. But, you know, it's not precise in the slightest. They make him take his shoes off or whatever, but they're just like, they're holding a tape measure next to him, so.
Well, okay. Anyway. Again, I just have to underscore the fact that why would anyone care how tall he is?
Because it's a conspiracy. They're trying to cover it up.
It's not. How could it be? This isn't Tom Cruise. Like
chemtrails. Chemtrails and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Fake news.
He likes that pizza place you go to.
Okay. So I guess that's not a Pizzagate issue then, if he likes it. So.
Well, he didn't eat a pizza there, so maybe there's an additional conspiracy related to it.
So he went to a Pizzeria Mozza but didn't have a pizza?
No, he had a giant salad.
What? It's not called Saladeria Mozza. Come on.
No, it's not. I mean, it was like 11 o'clock at night, so maybe he was trying to watch his figure.
Jake. Just eat pizza. Do 5 more push-ups or whatever. Jesus.
He also has a very tiny car, so maybe he was worried about being able to fit in the car.
What kind of car does he have?
At the time, he was driving an Aston Martin DB9.
I mean, those seem kind of like the frame of the vehicle is large, but I guess the cabin is not, I suppose.
I think there's probably room enough in the cabin for pizza in your stomach, but...
room enough for pizza. Okay.
room enough for pizza. You know, that should have been additional evidence on Mystery Show as to why he is not as tall as he claims, because... the DB9 is not a huge car, so, you know, if he was over 6 feet, he might be kind of uncomfortable in that car.
There are a lot of very tall people who drive very tiny, uncomfortable cars. I'm not one of them, but it is a phenomena that exists.
Well, it would have been at least useful as a suspicion before an ad break during the podcast, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, didn't you watch Rookie of the Year and the guy gets out of the little Miata? Remember?
I don't remember that.
Oh, and he was the jerky guy who gets out of the Miata. Anyway, it's a thing. Rookie of the Year. Remember that? He threw a fastball.
Yeah, that's the one with the kid who got the shoulder muscles that tightened, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That and American Pie, I guess, are his big notable things that he did.
Oh my God, it's that kid, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And then he did the other
character in that movie series too.
Yeah, and didn't he do the time-traveling knight one, the something in King Arthur's Court one, that one? Didn't he also do that? Anyway.
I feel like I keep thinking of Black Knight with Martin Lawrence, but that's probably not the same one.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, remember American Pie? That was a thing.
Yeah, my cousin kind of looks like Jason Biggs, so yeah, I remember that.
Oh.
A lot of people told him that, too. Not really the most flattering character to be compared to, though.
No. But, you know, at least Jason Biggs was on the right side of history with liking pie instead of cake. Because I think that's something that a lot of people get wrong in the world, is that there are a lot of people who like cake instead of pie.
I don't want to talk about cake right now.
You don't want to talk about cake?
I didn't explain to you what I've been doing all day, have I?
No. What did you do with the cake? Wait, is this like American Pie but with a cake?
No, it is nothing like American Pie. No, 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 no.
It can't be recorded?
I'm working on a commercial thing that involves, it's like a 10-foot tall, 20-foot wide cake that people are crawling through, like tunnels and stuff.
Okay.
It's a big cake.
Well, you know, not gonna cake shame anyone.
It's not a real cake, as best I can tell.
Oh, you don't say.
This isn't like Super Duper Cake Wars or whatever those shows are. Extreme Cake Wars 2. T-O-O.
Yeah. Like cake warriors, and they gotta like swing on the thing over the cake moat, the frosting moat. That'd be great.
The frosting moat. No, there is, I shouldn't give any more away.
No, don't. It's
It'll
fine.
It'll be on the internet in a week or two.
That's what they all say. Leave it to the imagination.
Yeah, imagination's better than the reality.
Yeah. You don't want all these people crawling through pie, though.
I mean, I don't, whatever they feel like doing in their free time is fine.
What kind of pie do you like, Dan?
I enjoy primarily apple pie, cherry pie, and lemon and meringue pie.
I am an apple pie, key lime pie, and pumpkin pie person.
Oh, yeah, I forgot pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin pie, too.
Yeah. Oh, everybody likes. Well, people who don't like nutmeg don't like pumpkin pie, but.
We don't need those people to ruin our fun.
Well, I mean, I need one of them, technically. But anyway,
don't name any names or anything.
No,
I feel like key lime pie is often dicey, though. So,
well, I mean, I'm talking about good pie. I'm not talking about just like grocery store pie.
You're talking about how you like Cuban sandwiches, but you can't have a Cuban sandwich more than like once a year because you never get a real one.
Oh, you can get very good key lime pies around the United States. I don't know about like globally or anything, but at least around the United States, you can get decent ones. Now, if you see a green key lime pie, that is wrong. That means they put food coloring in it because it would not be green. It's kind of a yellowish color because it's just what the citrus is. So if you see anything like really peculiar about the key lime pie you're about to eat, don't eat it. It's
or
it's
any pie
FYI.
In general. If it looks peculiar, don't eat it.
Yeah, and like as for apple pie, like I'm talking about like good apple pie. I'm not talking about like a grocery store apple pie where there's like three slices of apple suspended in corn syrup. I mean. Let's not aim low. Let's just say that there are things that are worth eating in life, and that's good pie. And there are things that are not worth eating in life, and that's bad pie. Am I right or am I right?
You're close, but less than great apple and cherry pies are still better than most pies.
Oh, so you like the goop.
I do like the goop.
Oh.
We've talked about this. I am pro goop. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow will be very happy. But,
God, she's in the thing, too.
Yes.
Don't people know that she's crazy?
No. Hey, Dan, that's not nice. That's wrong. I stood 10 feet from her. She seemed fine. She had a bodyguard with the neck tattoo. At least I would feel comfortable saying that she's fine. She had that pop-up shop. The Brentwood Country Mart. Didn't I tell you about that?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Went there around Christmas.
Isn't she one of those people that thinks like all you got to do is like eat yams for like a week and then you can cure cancer or something?
No, but she does have a bit of a mindfulness wellness thing that's a little grating.
Well, it's important to be thoughtful in the development of your app.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I like her in a general sense, not in a specific I'm going to read her goop articles about how to live life sense. I find that to be a little much. But back to pies. Yeah, I disagree on the goop because I want delicious fruit filling and some of the good lubrication that comes with it, but not just pure lubrication. That's not good. You gotta have some substance.
Sometimes you just need some sugar is all I'm saying.
Well, there's some sugar and then there's all sugar. Let's be honest.
No, I don't think people go to a cherry pie because they're trying to watch out on how much sugar they're eating.
Well, that's why I also don't like cherry pie. Because I find that people just overcompensate for the tartness of the cherries by pouring a boatload of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I guess this comes from your youthful childhood, growing up having Hostess hand pie things that you get from the grocery.
There was only a very brief time in my life where consuming those fruit pies was a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are like basically 100% corn syrup once you crack the crust.
I mean, the crust is like painted in
corn syrup
frosting slash sugar slash whatever.
I mean, you can never have enough sugar. I believe that's a health campaign that is currently being run by the Department of Health and Human Services. But anyway.
The Department of Tasty Pies.
Mm-hmm. Can we have the Department of Tasty Pies? Can we do that?
I would love to work at the Department of Tasty Pies.
I don't know. I mean, I might be a bit of an authoritarian extremist when it comes to what tastes good in pies.
Well, there's checks and balances. You'll be the right-wing Tasty Pie person, and I'll be the left-wing whatever comes in is perfectly fine.
You support the Goop Union. Yeah, you want to keep all of those factory workers employed making goop for pies.
I support a person's freedom to choose how much goop they want in their pie. That's all I'm saying. To each their own goop.
I think we have our sides reversed. I think you're the anyway. So yes. Oh, when it comes to your pies, though, what do you like for the top crust or no crust on the top? Or lettuce,
I often get pushback from the lady of the household on crust, you know, there being an improper crust to fruit ratio because too much crust makes it too dry. And I enjoy the crust. I don't have a problem with crust. So the more crust, the merrier, in my opinion.
So a lot of crust, a lot of goop. And that's it.
Basically, it's a giant Hostess pie.
Yes, it's about to make that connection.
Now, you usually do like a you know, the crisscross pattern on the top. You don't want to do a solid pie top usually.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's called a lattice top. I like a variety of different toppings. I don't really care for the streusel toppings as much because they are mostly sugar. But
What did sugar do to you? Did sugar hurt you?
No, it's just that when you start cutting sweeteners out of your life in things like Coke and then also Diet Coke, and then you just are having black coffee in your life, you notice that sweet things taste a lot sweeter than most other people who are like, yeah, just give me more sugar because I'm just used to sugar all the time. So anyway, that's my health rant. So I find that a little sugar goes a long way. When I'm having sugar, and I'm not really a sweets person to begin with. I don't go out of my way for sweets. Although today I did have 3 macarons and I did have 3 chocolate truffles. So I am a bit of a hypocrite, really, when you get down to it.
You are a hypocrite that is likely bouncing off the walls.
A little bit. That and the second afternoon coffee. That was a bit much. Maybe. Do you like coffee, Dan? Yeah.
I do enjoy coffee. Yes.
Yeah. Have you been back to Where You Been recently?
I don't think I have been to Where You Been since, what was that, March, April, or whatever, when Rye made me go there so he could take a photo. No, I don't think I've been there. I've been doing my blue bottle, although
the mail blue bottle,
the mail order blue bottle. Our schedules have changed recently, and I think I need to re up our every other week. To 3 bags from 2 again, because we keep running out before the next shipment comes, and that's never good.
Nope. You gotta have coffee.
Have coffee.
Yeah, I mostly rely. For a while, as I told you in a previous episode, I was making my own cold brew with the filtration thing, and then you'd have to put grind up the beans, and you put the beans in the thing, and then you soak it in water, for 24 hours basically, and you have to turn the little thing and whatever, and then you got to clean the filter thing out of it, and it's just, I was like, you know, this is kind of a pain, and so I just buy the big old jug of Secret Scroll cold brew concentrate, and then I just mix that with a little water. I find that there are instructions of 3 parts water to 1 part Secret Scroll are even a little much, and that I find that I probably would go with 4 parts water to the amount of Secret Squirrel. It's a little potent squirrel.
I don't know what Secret Squirrel is, but it's funny to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, well, I like the name. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Sometimes I buy things just because they have silly names, like Jimmy Choo, Macaross, and Secret Squirrel, Cold Brew Coffee.
Do they have a Morocco Mole-like additional product you can purchase with it?
No, but that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. I like Morocco Mole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was really the competent one, I think.
No, he was kind of the Mr. Magoo one, like, because he just sort of, like, stumbled into success, I think.
I'm thinking of the... Well, it seemed like he was competent in the whatever the TBS version of it was that ran in the 90s. Remember that?
I don't know Secret Squirrel well enough to differentiate between different.
Well, there was the old school Hanna-Barbera 1960s 70s version, whatever that was. And then there was the 90s one. That was the same era as what was the name of that show with the cats that flew the jet? Remember that?
Top Cats? Yeah, what was I called?
I don't know. That's going to kill me.
SWAT Cats?
SWAT Cats, yes.
I love that show. They had a junkyard with their black jet that was underneath.
Uh-huh. And then it would open up, and then the jet would fly out, and then they had all these, like, I don't know, green arrow projectiles of, like, different kinds of missiles that they could fire that would do different things.
Oh, it was the best. I was a fan of fighter jets as a young child, so that amused me.
Yeah, it was basically like an F-14 Tomcat kind of a style thing, which, you know, goes back to like our love of Top Gun.
Tomcat, because they're cats.
Yeah, the cats in the cradle and the silver... What?
Hmm? I feel like there were a lot of cat puns in that show.
It wouldn't really surprise me if I was being perfectly honest.
Went off the air and came back in 1993.
Oh,
first episode coming back in 1993 was called Gold Flipper.
Oh, that's a name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ran for 3 months in 1983.
Okay.
That's all.
Thanks.
SWAT Cats.
Ah, man.
Oh, that was Secret Squirrel, by the way, not SWAT Cats.
Yes.
I don't think they had fighter jets in the 60s. With cats in them.
Yeah. I mean, they did. It just would have been like, what, the A-10 or whatever? I don't know. I don't know planes, Dan. I just have a hat that says that I do.
No, it just says that you fly. It doesn't say anything about how well you know them.
I guess you make a good point.
It just says you have a need for speed.
Can I get a pie hat? Can we do that? Can we arrange for hats that say we know pie stuff?
I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. You that's it? You don't see why not? You're not going to commit to any ideas?
Are we going to go full-blown Department of Tasty Pies hat? Like, do we need to come up with a seal for it and stuff?
Of course we do, Dan. Everything needs a seal. You know when your pie's exposed to air, they'll go bad. You need a good pie seal.
What are the official rules on refrigeration of pies?
I mostly like pies that you would want to refrigerate. So I'm going to say yes. But I know that there are people who like their pies room temperature.
So. Well, it's just because they're typically sold room temperature, but then... You know, just once you arbitrarily cut into them, suddenly you need to put them in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people don't refrigerate them because the crust starts to get a little soggy.
Well, I don't even have a problem with soggy crust because it's soaking the goop.
I mean, your crust comes pre-sogged, really.
Well, it's usually, the crust is usually thick enough that like the inside is soggy, but the outside is still crispy.
Okay.
It's a partial sog.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think our seal should definitely look like pie lattice.
Okay. I'm down with that. I'm down with a pie lattice. Maybe a combo pie lattice / whipped or meringue thing on the other side.
Like a swirly dollop.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like meringue, but that's a different story for another time.
Does that include soft meringue or just the hardened meringue type cookies?
All of the above.
See, this is...
I mean, you can put meringue...
Wait, but you like macaroons. They're basically meringue.
That's what I was about to say. They are whipped egg whites with like the almond stuff in it, and that's what makes it the thing. The rise is from the egg whites. That doesn't have a certain taste to it that I don't like. I don't know. I feel like meringue has a taste. But that might just be me. Because a lot of people like meringue.
Meringue is good.
I have no problem with whipped cream, though. Whipped cream's good. Do you like whipped cream?
I do. I mean, I don't... I almost feel like that doesn't even need to be said, because who doesn't like whipped cream?
Now, are you... Well, are you now, or were you in the past, a Ready Whip or a Cool Whip person?
No. It has been handed to me from time to time, and I don't complain because I don't really have a problem with it, but I don't think I've ever gone out of my way.
No, I'm not accusing you of participating in the broken system that is Ready Whip or Cool Whip. I'm just merely asking the senator from Arizona whether or not he likes Ready Whip or Cool Whip when they're provided to him in equal portions.
I don't think John McCain enjoys anything, really. Ready Whip is the
his
canon,
daughter will
right?
be very mad at you for saying that. But
that's fine. She knows where to find me.
Okay.
Actually, I know where to find them because I know where they live in.
That's ominous. Please don't say that on a recording.
I mean literally. I know that they live near the Biltmore.
Okay.
You've been to the Biltmore too.
I like the Biltmore. Why are you besmirching the Biltmore?
I'm not besmirching the Biltmore.
I feel like you're besmirching a lot of things, really.
They live across the street at the Biltmore. Mm-hmm. There's a big apartment condo complex thing by the movie theater there.
Well, my fellow representative here from Arizona still hasn't answered the question put before this panel.
No, I was trying to clarify. Ready Whip is the canned stuff, right?
Yeah, that's the one from the spray can. And then there's the stuff from the tub.
I enjoy the Ready Whip. I think I enjoy Cool Whip. It's been so long since I've even had it that I couldn't really tell you off the top of my head, but I'm relatively sure I've eaten it, and I'm relatively sure I didn't hate it.
I mean, my preference is, of course, for the real stuff, which I think tastes worlds better than either one of them.
See, honestly, I couldn't tell you the last time I had real whipped cream anyway. Oh, no, actually, I could. Never mind. Yeah, it's better, obviously.
See,
but
it's fun when you make it. It's fun when you make it at home because it's a pain in the butt, so you don't make that much of it.
I've never done that.
What?
I assure you, I have never made my own whipped cream.
It takes forever, because you're just whisking, and you're just like, so it's still liquid. 5 minutes later, it's still, yeah, not nothing's happening, and then all of a sudden, it's whipped cream, just like that. It is a weird transition, but the fun thing about making it at home is that you can control what goes in it, so you can put in booze, it is a good vehicle for amaretto or. What's the orange one that I'm thinking of? Grand Marnier. Put that in there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, as they say.
You can just pour that on top of your Ready Whip.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it doesn't really like become one with the Ready Whip. They don't have like a Grand Marnier Ready Whip.
Shame.
Not really, because I think it would probably take the alcohol out of it, and it would just be like an orange flavored thing. They'd probably change the color too and make it orange. Just because people can do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I would buy an orange Ready Whip.
It just looked like easy cheese at that point.
I don't really have a problem with that either.
Well, my mom, one of the pies she likes to make is the so-called Down Under apple pie. I don't know if you're familiar with the concept.
No, this is something that just popped up in the defocused Slack on the incomparable thing there. Somebody asked if apple pie and cheese is actually a thing, and I'm unfamiliar, but I figured you might be.
Yeah, so I don't know how authentic this actually is, but there is this thing called Down Under apple pie where it is basically an apple pie in a normal crust, but no top crust, and then the top is covered in this sort of cheddar cheese streusel thing. That cooks and turns into a sort of like cheese crust over the top of the pie.
The intent there being to create sort of a sweet and savory combo thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like, you know, all your traditional cheese plates and stuff, you get your cheese and you got your, fruit together.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a cheese plate that has something like apple pie on it.
Well, Dan, I was merely saying that it's not so unusual for
to be loved by anyone.
It's not unusual to share cheddar cheese with anyone. It's not unusual to have crust with anyone. It's not unusual to have apple pie. I want to die. Anyway, so
that was a good ending.
Yeah,
you brought it back together there.
Yeah, well, you know, it was. I wasn't sure what would happen if it just completely fell off the cliff. So I thought I would try to rescue it at the end.
You shouldn't drop your pies off a cliff.
No, that's bad for pies. Now, one pie that I liked a lot when I was a kid that I hate now is shoe fly pie. Have you ever heard of this concept? Have you heard of this thing? You heard of shoe fly pie?
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't remember what it is.
So it is a pie that is entirely sugar and molasses.
It's just like a thick brown thing.
Yes, because it's molasses and then brown sugar.
I don't know if I've actually eaten this myself or if I've just seen it.
You probably have just seen it because it's mostly in Pennsylvania. It's not as popular if you've never had it before, I would say, because if you're an adult who's eating it, you're just like, wow, that's a lot of sugar, because it's just 100% sugar. But if you're a child, it's like, wow, this is amazing. I get to eat candy and it's a pie. So I figure you would like it. And there's a place you can order
what
from.
Am I a child now?
Yeah, well, maybe. If the hand pie fits, Dan.
If it fits where?
In your hands.
I mean, why wouldn't it fit in my hand? Like, my hands just get bigger as I get older.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe you just have small, childlike hands like a president of the United States. But
my hands are not that small.
So, anyway, the shoe fly pie, it's really sugary. And so I don't like it so much. And there's two different kinds. There's the wet bottom and the dry bottom. Try not to laugh. No. Try not to laugh. I dare you.
I took a sip of water at the same time.
But basically that means that the molasses is on the bottom making it wet, or there is brown sugar on the bottom making it dry. So
see, I wouldn't be able to eat it without singing wet bottom pies, you make the rockin' world go round.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Tom Jones is really happy, and Freddie Mercury's ghost super thrilled. There
hey,
we have
Freddie
it.
Freddie Mercury probably liked pie, you don't know.
I'm sure he did. I mean, it's very, it probably did make the rockin' world go around pie.
Mm-hmm.
But we're probably under pressure, pushing down on us to change the topic.
We don't have to keep doing that.
No, you don't have to do anything, really.
There was something I wanted to talk to you about earlier, but I can't remember what it is now. We've gotten so far off track.
It was a track? I lost sight. Can you describe the track?
I don't know.
Okay. Was it like a monorail? Or are we talking like some classic I-beams on railroad ties?
Maybe I just wanted to mention that we have the incomparable member chat now.
Oh, yes. If you somehow went through all of this and you were like, I wish I could have this 24/7, there exists now a Slack, which is basically like fancy IRC, if you're unfamiliar with the concept. Although a lot of businesses and stuff use Slack, maybe some people are not super versed in it. It is a colorful, interesting place to go, and you can host any sort of thing you want on it, and our leader of the incomparable, Mr. Jason Snell, elected to create a member Slack so that anyone who is a member of the incomparable can participate in that Slack. And you can find out all of those deets if you check your email, because it was sent out by email, or you can check it out on, I believe, the membership page. If you would also like to join, you're like, wow, that sounds really super enticing, I need more pie talk. Then there you go.
There are currently 226 people in the general there. Only 25 of them have joined us in our defocused sub chat room. But it's good. We're there. We talk a lot to other people and things, not just to each other on Twitter.
I like having our small, well-knit group of pie enthusiasts.
Well-knit's like a fine cashmere sweater with a pie in the front.
I was going to say well-knit like a pie crust lattice.
Like pie lattice?
But yeah.
It's pretty, sweaters. Pretty poorly knit, if you ask me. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to have
pie
some
lattice.
Space.
Look at the gaps in the pie lattice. Well, if you had a sweater like that, people would just be able to see your skin underneath.
People need to respect their distance from other people, is what I'm saying, Dan. And you can totally do that if you expose skin. So it keeps people away.
I'm still not wearing pie crust. I wear a shirt. First of all, from a distance, it would look like I wasn't wearing anything at all because my skin is kind of pie crust colored.
Oh, ugh. I guess that's one of those nude colored cloth shirts or something.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
You want to wear something distinct and different.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Defocus shirt that'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Another flawless segue to something we would like to plug for the members. So, yeah, we have the Cotton Bureau shirts have been printed and distributed by Cotton Bureau, and will be arriving at various locations across the United States and elsewhere, presumably, for people who bought them internationally. But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting it. We have seen a frequent listener to the show, Sauce, as his.
Currently in our chat room.
Yes, and he has the hoodie version of it, which was something that I believe someone here is very excited about. Are you excited for your hoodie, Dan?
I mean, sure. I mean, I'm probably more excited for the sweater that I made them add.
Yes.
Getting down to the wire with the temperature.
Pretty soon, it's going to be too hot to wear until next year.
I mean, it's pretty warm right now, just like nighttime. I think next week it's going to like rain for like 2 days and it'll get back down to like a high of 60. So I'll definitely be wearing it then.
Oh, good. Get a couple days in before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nighttime, it's cold enough to, let's see what it is right now. It's 63 right now. I would wear it if I was going to go to the mailbox and check the mail.
It's your mailbox sweater.
It's my mailbox sweater. Walking to the mailbox from my home is a highlight of my day.
Yeah, I got to bundle up for your mail. Why do you check your mail in the middle of the night, by the way?
First of all, they don't drop it off till like 4 p.m.
That's still not the night, so try again.
I don't usually go in the actual middle of the night unless sometimes we go for neighborhood walks, and then you wanna go when it's cool outside.
Okay, but I mean like you're saying right now. So do you normally check at nighttime?
Like no, I normally check at like 6 or 7.
Okay, see that's acceptable. That's when most people get home from work. And that's probably when you're pulling into your driveway from the long day at the office.
No. but no, we do enjoy walking around at nighttime here because there aren't any people, mm-hmm. and it's quiet, and it's cold.
Perfection.
Yeah, it's great. Mm. There's coyotes usually.
Yeah, but they don't really approach people, do they? They're just more of like a threat to small dogs.
They usually go the other direction when we encounter them, but sometimes we'll be walking down the sidewalk and one of them will pop out of a side neighborhood like 20 feet from us and be like, oh, hey there. And then it'll just kind of trot down the sidewalk the other direction. They're not very scared of people, so they'll just kind of like slowly trot away.
Mm. Well, they're...
Find somebody else's cat to eat.
They're more scared of you than you are of them or something. Punch them in the
nose.
That
is true. That is true. I just make loud noises and they run away. What kind of wild animals you have walking around in your neighborhood?
People.
Scientologists.
No. I mean, they don't live in Clearwater, Dan.
I was going to ask you this. You didn't watch the Grammys or anything, did you?
Of course not, Dan.
I was going to say, you definitely didn't watch the Super Bowl.
I watched, that's not true. I overheard most of the Super Bowl because someone was listening to it on a speaker nearby in the office.
But you didn't actually watch it.
No, but I've seen excerpts from the Lady Gaga aerial extravaganza.
Well, okay, so to my point, here's the question is, during these large events, Super Bowl and Grammys namely, there have been these very earnest and very, very peculiar television commercials for Scientology, and I have no idea if they are local or national commercials because they look just bad enough to be local commercials, but at the same time, you know, you never know. But I have never before seen a television advertisement for Scientology trying to help me reach my full potential or whatever they're talking about. And I'm curious if other people are seeing them on their various network channels where they live.
Well, I can't speak to that. Although when I was a kid, I remember seeing Dianetics ads nonstop. Remember those?
No.
Oh, man. They were just like, check out Dianetics, best-selling blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, that sounds interesting. And it's like, oh, wait, no, let's not pursue this. But anywho, yeah, I if you ever, did you watch Going Clear, All Clear? It was Going Clear, right? The documentary on HBO last year or the year before? Remember that?
No, I did not. I believe Amanda watched a portion of it, but I did not watch it.
You should watch that. It's disquieting. Anyway.
I don't think I can take any more of that right now, if I'm honest.
Drive through downtown Clearwater and look at all the people marching around in uniform. It's super soothing.
Clearwater, Florida?
Yeah.
I've been there.
Who wouldn't? Really, because it's just so amazing. They have a traffic circle.
Water was nice.
A lot of people like the Gulf because it's warm. The water mm-hmm. is warm. So they're like, mm-hmm. oh, it's like bath water. And it's like, I never really found that appealing personally because I find that it is so hot and oppressive and humid that I don't really want to be like, oh, I feel like I'm in a warm bath.
It's great really, to go scuba diving.
Yeah, I don't know. 90 degree, 100% humidity doesn't really put me in the mood for like a warm bath. It's like I'm in a warm bath. Like, get me out of the warm bath. Give me something cool.
It is likely lower than your body temperature, and if you just spend enough time floating in it, it will lower your core body temperature and make you feel cooler.
Yeah, but I don't wanna. I just want to go dip in a pool.
Fine, I got a pool. Jump in.
Well, you hate your pool.
I do. Well, I don't know. I hate it. I just don't care for it that much.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it's like my middle child. I just don't care for it. I don't hate it or love it.
What are your other two children you have in your life? What is the overachieving?
I'm looking around my room trying to find them. maybe my laptop is the eldest child.
Oh, I thought that was your problem child.
Yeah, he got to teenage first, and he's rebelling and being a jerk and stuff. He got hooked on apps, and it's affected his performance.
It's just a phase.
Yeah, it's just a phase.
Yeah.
The youngest is probably the samurai sword.
The one that cut you?
Yeah, he hurt me unintentionally, but
but you still love him.
He didn't mean to. No, he didn't. He didn't mean to.
Yeah. Okay, so your eldest child is your MacBook Pro. Your mm-hmm. middle child is your pool.
My swimming pool, yeah.
And your youngest child is your samurai sword.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, not right, but like that's what we said. Yes, and.
Yes, okay. Oh. What a nuclear family you have.
Yeah. My middle child is...
Does Amanda know about these children?
19 years old. God, 19 years old. She's familiar. She's here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got a cold, but she's fine.
Okay. Well, I hope she feels better.
Yeah, eventually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully that's how these things shake out. Mm-hmm.
Doing my best not to get sick.
Yeah. I know how that is. You know, just... Popping vitamins.
I just eat Airborne's frequently.
Oh, see, I have moved on to zinc. I find that I'm a zinc person now.
zinc works from time to time, but it's harsh. You can't do those a lot.
I guess I should say,
do you do the zinc lozenges or pills?
The pills. I don't do the lozenges.
Yeah, the lozenges, they mess you up, but I have those. They're good.
Yeah. I we'll have the pill, but you can't do it on an empty stomach, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, you can't have a whole bunch of those things. Just cool it. But I found, I found, I heard I don't know if this is actually true, and I'm not a doctor, so let's not verify any of this. But I heard that you shouldn't have zinc and vitamin C at the same time. You should take them several hours apart. So I don't know why that is, or if it's even true. I'm not going to put zinc and vitamin C in my pies. So hopefully it won't be an issue for the pies that we distribute or approve from our pie department. So there you go.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I only heard it from one source. Who I'm obliged to obey, but I suppose I could check.
All I remember is the last time I did the zinc on an empty stomach thing was in China, because I was getting a little bit of a cold. I took zinc on an empty stomach and it made me I threw up my malaria pill in a trash can at the Beijing airport.
You have. Okay.
I was like, oh man, I threw up my malaria pill. I got to take another one now, and I'm going to be a day short.
It's not really a problem that I've run into in my life, I find.
You don't accidentally take a zinc and upset your stomach and then throw up your malaria pill in a trash can at the airport?
Hasn't really happened to me. But yeah, I can't speak to everyone's life experience, you know, so I don't want to be like works for me guy, but...
works for me. I've never thrown up in a Chinese airport trash can. I had only had orange juice, and I was like, well, I need to take these cold medication before I get on the airplane, because I got the liquid, and they're going to make me throw it away. And then took the malaria pill at the same time, because what you do, you got to be on the same timeline. It's like the birth control, except for malaria.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just like birth control, except for malaria.
I don't think that's...
You don't think that's an accurate characterization?
And let us not wander down that path. Let's Robert Frost this conversation.
Why is everything got to be political with you, Joe?
It's not. I'm purposefully trying to pull back from that.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Mm. So.
Can you believe we've talked for almost an hour about this?
About this? About what?
About nothing.
Well, I can believe it. We've done that before. We've done it in the past. There are several other instances of us talking about nothing for a very long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't necessarily say that this sort of episode is for everyone.
These are the ones Ry likes. He likes when we don't prepare.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a small and dedicated audience who really likes it when... We don't make them watch anything. not that we necessarily make anyone watch anything. You were never at any point obliged to watch Judge Dredd or Dredd or really anything.
It goes people who like Star Wars, and then people who like talking about nothing, and then below that is the people who like movies and stuff.
What I don't understand is somebody who would not see Rogue One by this point in the calendar year from the release of that movie. I just that boggles my mind.
There are people who haven't seen Rogue One yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Who are these people?
Are you familiar with somebody named Boom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. He fessed up to that in the Slack.
Well, he better not listen to Alan Tudyk on Nerdist, because he spoils something.
Well...
He spoils lots of things, actually.
I'm not sure that's going to be a problem, maybe. I don't know. I'm not even listening to things. But
Well, you don't like podcasts, though, so it's fine.
My favorite podcast right now, to be perfectly honest, is definitely not this one.
Is it the Apple TV cast?
No. No. I like me some Do By Fridays. That is my thing. My jam. This is my primary go-to, my daily carry. Well, not my daily carry. It is a day that you can carry, because it has a day in the title of it. Not to get all spicy about it, but yeah, that's where I'll ramble to. I like it.
It's a good show.
Yeah. And they several of the hosts don't like a movie that I don't like, so I like that. I like that they don't like something I don't like.
Bonding over your hatred for The Revenant?
The Revenant and Interstellar.
Oh, yeah. Well, Interstellar's stupid.
Yeah. Murph! Yeah. I could just listen to people complain about that all day.
The dust is your daddy.
Oh, dude.
I listened to that clip again when you posted it.
Mm-hmm.
It was entertaining to listen to us talk about things other than pies.
Well, sometimes we're a very professional and serious podcast.
No, I don't think that's true.
I said sometimes. Like sometimes on occasion.
I think we're just angry.
Well, but we were very professional and seriously angry.
Yeah, we don't like when people tell us what we're supposed to like.
Yes, yes. 70 millimeter ledge, etc.
Yeah, that's the one where we talked for like a half hour about why IMAX film was not better than digital.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe you like Birdman.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I'm a pretentious director.
Mm-hmm. Check.
I sympathize with the fake character from the movie. Also, Michael Keaton's nice. I like him.
Okay. You want him to do well.
I want him to do well. Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah. He'll be going places.
He's a weird fellow who dresses weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I didn't particularly care for the performance he turned in for the RoboCop reboot, but teach their own.
I think we talked about it in that movie. He just plays Michael Keaton because there's not really much else to do in that movie.
No. I forget. Did you see that?
I did. Didn't we do it for the show? Or did I just watch it on my own?
You just watched it on your own. I watched it after RoboCop before we recorded. I think around the time we recorded our RoboCop episode about the original 1981, and I believe I gave you a small rant about it, and then you eventually saw it because I think it was on TV, which I believe is a requirement for most of the things that you watch. And
not all of them.
and you came away with a similar feeling about it, but. Yeah, we didn't do it for the podcast. I'm hesitant to do it because I think I would just be upset about it.
I'm looking through my letterbox because I wanted to see what I said about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to use this website. I've never used this website.
Letterbox?
Yeah.
I don't use it either. I used to use that plot app, but it was sort of slow, and then I would forget to put things in it, so that was not very good for tracking purposes.
Why would I sort by release date? Just do it by name. What is wrong with you? Well, the app is terrible, but I like using it to log my stuff.
Yeah. And speaking of bad things, I did watch Dawn of Justice, though. I had a live rundown of that in our Slack. So.
Yeah, you had some drinks and then watched it, I believe.
It was awful. I really hated it. So much on every level.
Oh, wow, I must really have hated this movie. I didn't even log in here. Anyway, I'm closing this.
Yeah.
So go on. You want to talk about Dawn of Justice?
No, not really. I want to wrap up this podcast because I don't have anything nice to say about that movie, and I'm just going to rant about horses and what that was supposed to symbolize. But
You kept saying that. I don't remember horses at all.
There were several horses in that movie, Dan. Every single time something bad happened, there was like a horse that was hanging out. Remember when the building collapsed and there was just like no sound and a big dust cloud and there's a horse walking by? And then there's another shadow of horse later
on.
Was
it like a police horse? Because it was like a 9/11 kind of thing?
Supposedly. There's several horses. There's a lot of horses.
I really don't remember horses. I just remember...
Well, a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can talk to a horse, of course.
Yep. Mr. Ed. So,
They used to feed those horses peanut butter.
I know. It looks like they're talking.
Mm-hmm. They still do that with dogs. You get the farmersonly.com commercials out where you live?
Wait, is that dating site for farmers only?
Yep. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. There's a talking dog in one of their commercials. Not a talking dog, he's just eating some peanut butter.
They used to do that for the Bush's Baked Beans one, but I think they moved on to spline warping the dog face. It looks really weird.
I don't know if I told you. You probably saw my Instagram. I went to the Bush's Baked Beans factory in, I don't know, was it Tennessee? Is it one of the Carolinas? We were on the road. It was there.
I think it's
in Tennessee somewhere.
You were like, hey, I have some free time. I'm going to go to the Bush's Baked Bean factory.
We were on our way to Asheville, North Carolina, and
let me stop off and get some beans.
It was on the side of the road, and I think we had to pee, so we stopped. And we got our photo taken with the cutout of the dog. And we watched this fantastic, like, they have a little screening room that you can go in and sit on these horrible folding chairs and watch this like 9-minute video that they've made in like 1992 that explains the entire process, just full of just like Times New Roman titles and just like really terrible, just like hilariously bad interviews and stuff. It's just, it was so great. And then you tour it around and you can see all of the original farming paraphernalia and stuff. They've got a whole museum there.
Wow.
You can buy cans of all the different flavors. Do you know how many flavors there are of Bush's Baked Beans? There's like 30 of them.
I can't say I was really interested in finding out. But thank you.
There's a lot of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Bush's Baked Beans.
Yes. Full of beans, this podcast.
What's the dog's name? His name's like Duke or something?
Sure. I mean, I don't think that specific dog is alive anymore, but yes, Duke. Sure.
I think it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Bush's Baked Beans dog. Yeah, Duke. There you go.
Mm. It's too bad Vandekamp never came up with anything. They could have like a... That was the other, I think, baked bean company.
Vandekamp? I'm not sure I'm familiar with them.
Maybe it was just my weird family, or maybe I'm thinking of something that is not actually the case.
All right, then.
Yeah, it is Vandekamp, baked beans. They could have had something. They could have, like, a parrot or something. I don't know.
Bush's is grilling beans.
Yeah, I don't... I just, whatever.
There's usually some bacon in there.
Yeah.
For flavor.
Well... That was always the part that I would pick out if there was the pork thing.
You're not supposed to eat that.
No, it's not good.
Mostly just pork fat.
Yes. It's for flavoring.
It's for flavor apostrophe N.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they say it there. God, but this friggin', what do you call it? This microphone guard thing keeps getting caught in my beard.
Do you have a wacky beard or did you trim it?
I mean, it's slightly wacky in portions. Okay.
Well,
it's not as wacky as it was that time I had that job where it was like sticking out sideways from my headphones.
You should consider some manscaping.
I don't think it generally refers to beards, but
yeah, no, I don't know. It's something called a joke, but so
was it
maybe let's go ahead and let's wrap this bean up. Can this episode
wrap this bean in a can of tin?
Yeah,
tin of can tin. I don't know what things are.
Yeah, big old bean pie of an episode.
Bean pie.
Yes.
Department of Tasty Pies. I'm not sure that gets past our screening process of the Department of Tasty Pies.
The bean pie does not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Was it a Depression era novelty?
Was it really?
Yes.
But we'll be back there soon enough.
give it time.
Give it a year.
Yeah.